Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Now, let's get on with the show. Okay, so, Cathra, you and Bracken have formed a warlock bond. Super new to you. Super new to Bracken. You go back to sleep.
Yes.
So you'll get, mechanically, you'll get the full night of sleep, but you will wake up exhausted.
Okay.
Because of the magical transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bracken, did you go back to bed?
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah, we were all talking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so at some point, as you're talking, Cathra just falls asleep. As you're sitting around waiting on the sun to rise, what would you like to do?
Bracken's just kind of like hasn't sat down, just like pacing.
Okay.
Because what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
It's that thing of like, I just got out of a bond with this god and I was free for a bit and now I'm in this other bond, but it's with Cathra, so it's fine. But also, it's also Nara still a little bit. So like, what's going on? Bracken's just like, just muttering to myself, just pacing, just kind of around the campsite.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Galen, I think I got an analogy that might fit for you for what's going on here. So have you ever had like an animal that had like a tick on it?
Yes.
Okay, so Bracken is the tick, and the lifeblood that it's sucking out of the animal is Cathra slash Narastel, I think? So they're, like, draining all of that energy, I guess, from Narastel, right? So it's kind of that.
So is Bracken the tick on Cathra? Or is Bracken a tick on Cathra, who is a tick on Narastel?
That might be it. So they're both ticks, and they're both on Narastel.
So are they both on Narastel, or is Bracken
you're right,
on Cathra?
Yes, who is
on,
that is it.
Ticks don't bite other ticks, generally. That's not a thing.
What's
that
another
they
do. Parasite? What's a bigger parasite?
Maybe... No. Ticks usually get bigger than mosquitoes.
So it's like a baby tick on a bigger tick on a livestock animal.
Okay, I understand the dynamic now. That makes more sense. I think we're gonna avoid using the tick metaphor though, because that's just it's not very pleasant.
No, it's not I wouldn't say it around Cathra.
Okay. Yeah.
At the sun rising.
That's the key for the sun rise.
God.
Are you there? It's me, Margaret. This episode quickly is descended into chaos and there's no recovering. Okay. So the sun comes up. You break camp, you wake everybody up. By everybody, I mean Cathra. They are dragging the bottom of the boat, as it were. You're real tired.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually used to exhaustion because of, you know, the military.
But it's been a while.
It has been a while, and so you can't lesser restoration yourself and get away with it, okay. Get rid of it. So
greater.
Greater, yeah. Okay.
Exhaustion is greater restoration.
That's right. So, according to Katie Mara, you guys have at minimum four days to get through this mountain pass. And it's going to take every bit of it, you think, based on the terrain around you.
Now, I don't know. We might have talked about this a long time ago, but this mountain range, this isn't like, you know, the rolling hills of Tennessee, right?
No. This is, Zion in Utah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the imagery.
Okay.
Like a blend between Zion and Yosemite.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cliffs.
Yeah. You're not doing like hardcore rock climbing.
Okay.
But like the paths through the mountain are dangerous.
Okay.
They're treacherous.
This is a sheer cliff drop on one, sheer cliff rise on the other side.
Yeah. And you know, and a goat trail cut into
it's,
it.
It's the fellowship going over Gar-Hadrus.
Yep.
Everybody but Angie will get that reference.
That is correct.
Yeah.
just smile and nod.
Yeah.
So what's the marching order?
I think we said Cathra, yep. Me, Bracken, Galen at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm assuming we need to stay single file.
Yeah, well, not all the way, but there a majority of it is.
Okay.
At most, you could stand side by side.
Okay.
So as you go, two things. So everybody roll perception.
Can I roll for Pale Eyes?
Yeah.
Disadvantage for us? Are you exhausted too?
Because I stayed up.
Okay.
Now, he said you wouldn't be exhausted.
I'm not? Because I didn't sleep.
In the episode, you did sleep because you were getting woken up for your watch at the end of the night.
Yes.
So you had gotten your sleep.
Well, then I'll take the higher of these two numbers.
Just still. That's how awesome. It works.
It's still not a good number. It's a 5, y'all. I can re-roll it if we want me to.
No,
however.
I mean, it's still better than me.
Oh gosh!
Dirty 20.
Okay,
8 for me, and 18 for Pale Eyes.
Okay.
Perception?
Yeah.
6.
Okay.
14.
Okay. So, oddly enough, Pale Eyes is exempt from this because he's not on the ground.
Okay.
So, Galen, both you and Cathra, so front and back of the line, you don't see anything. But you just have this sense of being watched. You can't place it. You don't see anything. And even Galen, you with your 20, you don't see anything. And like, you know, the one good eye you have, like you're pretty perceptive.
Yeah.
And you don't see anything. And you're looking below, above. There's not really side to side. And you don't see anything.
You said there's no trees.
There is, like, there's scrub that grows out of the rock face.
Yeah, but not, like, anything that could be hiding up in a tree or
anything. No. You just get this kind of gut sense of you're being followed. And you can't nail it down. So, along with that, I want everybody to roll athletics. Because... there are areas of this mountain pass that you're going over that you're having to climb a little bit. You're having to, you know, use your athletic ability. Cathra, you're having to use your jumping ability.
Are you sure it's athletics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can it be acrobatics?
Can it be stealth just for fun?
Yes. No.
I mean, I would argue acrobatics. You could use acrobatics to be climbing over stuff.
Yeah. So, yes, Bracken, you can use acrobatics if you need to.
Can I?
Sure.
Yes.
If your acrobatics is higher.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we're real good. I don't know if it's going to help, though.
Okay. Does anybody roll below a 15?
Yeah.
Oh, good gracious.
We're in trouble.
Well, we should probably tell the readers... Everyone but me.
Okay.
And I rolled a disadvantage.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, why? No. Oh,
she's exhausted. I'm exhausted, but I still rolled an 18.
Dang. I got a 14. I rolled a 3 on the die, and I have a plus 11. I got a 14.
Dang.
I have a plus 8.
That sucks. So I'm going to roll this individually. So the perception and the athletics is for the whole day.
Okay.
So Galen, at one point during the day, you do fall. You take 9 points of fall damage. You're able to, like...
Oh, gosh.
You're able to, like, recover. Really? But, like, your foot slips and you know, whatever. Dindal, I'm going to roll for you, too.
Yes, please.
You take 10. You take 10 points of fall damage.
That tracks.
I think it's important to know that I rolled a 1.
Oh!
Just for your okay. your numbers. But if we're doing acrobatics, it's plus 7. Okay. If it's athletics,
it's still less than a 15.
That's fine.
If and it's still a 1.
Yeah. If we were doing athletics, it would be negative 1.
I would literally have to add
fall, extra double the damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crit fall
it's okay.
damage.
It's okay. It's fine. Everything's fine.
You only take 7 points of fall damage.
You try to fall off the edge, but get grabbed.
Galen.
Edgelord much?
Galen notices and grabs you and pulls you back up.
Ow. My bad.
How many times are you guys going to fall? Pay attention.
Once per day.
At least.
Okay. So. The day goes by uneventful outside of slipping and falling. And the weird sense of being followed. You do find it's an overhang. It's barely enough to fit the four of you.
What's weather like?
So weather, it's getting a little bit colder as you go up.
Okay.
It's not like freezing, but it's like in the 60s.
Okay.
And at night, you know, at night in the 60s and it's windy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get a little chilly.
Okay.
And for as high as you are now, so the wind from the forest, the wind runs up, you know, it comes up the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is this updraft.
Well, Galen's going to, if it's chilly, Galen will put his shirt on.
Okay. At one point in the evening, you've seen Galen dressing and...
That's unusual.
Yeah. hadn't worn a shirt in a month. And...
That's not true. It was less than... Because we were in that place where it was in the 30s.
Oh, okay.
And so he was wearing a shirt and a jacket and...
That's fair. So, you go to sleep for the night. I know there's a watch order. Who's first?
Watches Kathra, mm-hmm. Dindal, Galen with pale eyes, and then Bracken and Galen.
Okay. So, Kathra, roll your perception. But again, it's with disadvantage.
Six.
Okay. Had it been a critical fail, you would have just fallen asleep on your watch.
That would have been interesting.
So,
I've got more self-control than that. I'm used to this.
No, you are. So you're... you do... Like, your eyelids are real heavy. You're nodding off.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay awake.
Do I still feel like someone's watching us?
You do.
Okay.
And you can't place it.
Okay.
Have
we seen any animals up this high?
You would have seen birds. Okay. So, like, falcons and... Mm-hmm. Obviously, pale eyes.
Mountain goats?
Yeah, you would have seen a few mountain goats.
Okay.
They're the ones that, like, cling onto the side mm-hmm. of the mountain. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And so you do see those through the day. You also see, like, high country sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Or rams. And then lizards and... Snakes, scorpions.
Okay.
Have you guys told us this? Or do both of you just kind of have a sense and you just kind of kept it to yourself?
Of what?
Being watched. I would have mentioned something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So your watch ends.
Yep.
And you go to sleep.
I go wake up Dindal.
Okay.
Hey, your turn.
Anything weird?
No, I still think that we're being watched, but I can't tell why.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic and just, like, do a once around
okay.
on part of my watch.
What's the range?
I think it's only, like, 30 feet. I don't think it's very far at all.
Okay. You don't get anything.
Okay. Do my watch with pale eyes?
Let me ask you, yeah. Dindal, when you go to sleep, so you have... You have the dream wand. Have mm-hmm. you done anything with that? You've Not left yet. It away.
Yeah. Just.
Okay. I just wanted to double check.
Perception.
Yeah.
All right. 18 for pale eyes. Okay. 18 for pale eyes and 10 for me.
Okay. So Pela is, he flies around. He doesn't see anything. Because does he have advantage at night?
Oh, he just has advantage.
He just has advantage checks. In general. Yeah. Okay. No, he doesn't see anything except for food.
Okay.
You kind of sense like there's a particular lizard that he's real keen on. Mm-hmm. And so he does grab that and come back and land and eat that in front of you. He like rips it apart.
Get it, buddy.
So with him being a fae, does he actually need to eat, or is he just doing it for enjoyment?
He's doing it for funsies.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean he's fae, but he's physically, for me, he's physically there.
Yeah.
So yeah, he knew he would need to eat. And then your perception was 10, so you don't see anything. Do you read at all, or?
No, I'm trying to be diligent this time.
Okay.
Last time I wasn't very diligent talking to Bracken.
Okay.
The whole watch. Yeah, I'll try and be good this time.
Okay. And then let me ask, when you got up in the morning, so I know things were a little crazy. Did you do your workout routine?
I don't think so, because I stayed up with them and kind of explained to him and the Draconic what was going on, and then was really trying to figure out a good analogy.
Gotcha.
So that's when I came up with that tick analogy for.
Gotcha. You hear Katie Mara's voice in your head. Stop thinking. Punch things. Okay. You go to sleep. You wake Galen up. You wake Galen up before you go to sleep.
I'll get Pale Eyes and say, watch him. If you see anything weird, wake me up.
Yeah. Okay. Galen, roll your wisdom save for me.
That would be an 18.
18. Okay, you're fine. You get this sense of dread. Not enough to like cause you to do anything, because you remember the dread when you saw Kryn for the first time.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad. It's still like it still sucks, but it's not that bad, and you're able to like kind of push it down. You almost go into a rage. You start to like hyperventilate, and
I'm able to calm down.
Yeah, yeah. That drives it away.
Okay.
And the whole time, Pale Eyes kind of looks at you like, "What are you doing?" Because you're acting a little strange.
Yeah.
But it's not enough.
When I get back, I'm like, "It's okay. It's okay. I'm good." Just like quietly, so that he knows. So that he doesn't wake up.
Okay. Cool.
Roll perception for my watch.
Yep. Roll perception for your watch.
It's a natural 20 for 26.
Okay. You don't see anything, but that sense of being watched is reinforced. Like, it's no longer a maybe we are, maybe we aren't. You're keen, you know, your instinct is something is watching us, something is following us. Now, with that being said, you're not sure if it's malevolent or
benign.
Yeah. That's the word.
Yeah.
So you're unsure of its nature, but you're convinced you are being followed and being watched.
Okay.
And then the other role you were going to make.
Okay.
Are you going to do that while they're sleeping? Yeah. Okay.
No, it's only a general intelligence. It's only a 2.
Okay.
No, sorry, it's a 1. It's a natural 1.
Okay. Oh.
So, we'll have to wait on that.
Okay. Otherwise, your watch passes as uneventful. Bracken, as you're dreaming.
No.
Okay.
So, for the first time since Loki has gone away, mm-hmm. in the whatever 10 days mm-hmm. that you did, or was it 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks that you didn't have him around. There were no dreams at all. was restless. Mm-hmm. Or not it was restless sleep, but there were no dreams. Mm-hmm. And in the couple of days you've been in the jungle, again, no dreams, but you've kind of slept mm-hmm. well-ish. Tonight is the first time you've dreamed in a while.
Okay.
But it's not the dreams you're used to.
Okay.
It's not, you're not reliving a past crime.
It's not reliving trauma.
Yeah. what you get is this sense of soaring over vast landscapes. But you look and so you, in the dream, you can turn your head, but you can't see anything. It's not like you're a bird and you're like, you can look back and see your wings or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just get this sense of being transported almost.
It's like, it's just blackness, but
kind of, okay. It's the sensation of flying.
Yeah.
But
I can't see anything.
No, you can see, but there's no,
I can't,
you
okay.
don't feel, you Got don't it. Feel like you have a body.
Got it. Okay.
So like you look around and like you notice like the stars are different. Mm-hmm. They're in different locations than they should be.
Okay.
You don't recognize those constellations. Mm-hmm. You don't recognize the landmass. And so that's the entirety of your dream mm-hmm. that night, is just the sense of flying, but you have no idea where you are.
Okay.
And then Galen wakes you up.
Rise and shine.
Okay. I'll see what I can see, I guess.
Well.
So would I be giving them advantage because I'm also still up for my watch?
Yeah.
Thank God. Oh, that wasn't better. Okay. So the second time with advantage, it was a 1. The first time it was a 3. So a 4.
That was less than best.
Don't worry. I took my bad rolling back from you, Dendel. I got you. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, we're so screwed.
Oh, that was bad. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you don't sense anything.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just still out of it.
Yeah,
I'm not really, like, I'm looking, but I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, your brain is other places.
Yeah.
At one point, Galen's talking to you, and you've totally zoned out.
Zoned out, yeah.
So, that ends your watch.
Did I braid in the strands into your hair yet, Galen, of everybody's? I knew I braided in some, but I don't know if I did them all yet.
I think you did yours, but not the others.
Okay. Then I'll probably do that at some point, if you're okay with it. Braid in the strings that I got. Okay. I think it was gold from Kathra,
mm-hmm.
and then green. I think it was green from Dindal.
Okay.
Yeah. And just braid them into his hair.
Okay. So, you were able to do that. All of the strands are now woven in your hair, Galen. Okay. So you get up in the morning, you eat rations. Dindal, do you do your routine?
Yeah, I'll get up this time. And
okay, so there's not a lot of room, but you have enough room to to do it. You have to like pull some moves.
Yeah,
not
doing
quite.
Like, is that like normal like push up and doing like kind of against the wall
a
little bit, kind of like, and they're kind of embarrassing if Catherine's awake. They're like, oh gosh,
don't watch me.
Yeah,
I would be, because I'm awake. I would mm-hmm. help him with his form and.
Sure.
Because I figure I remember more of it than he does.
Yeah.
Yes. But it hurts. I don't want to.
Yeah, it'll hurt for a little while. You just got to kind of push through. It'll hurt until you work the muscles enough.
Fine.
Okay. So, you get up again the next day. And I want the same rolls from everybody, the perception and the athletics or acrobatics.
Not another one.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, I'll start with you, Catherine.
All right, perception of 16.
Okay.
And athletics of 27.
Okay. So you're very sure-footed all day.
I'm awake now.
You are. And again, there's that kind of gnawing sense of we're being watched. We're being followed. You're on. You're. It's clearer today than it was yesterday because of the fog of exhaustion is gone. But you're very much all day, like head on a swivel, like, and you can't place it, and that's the thing that bothers you.
Okay.
To the point it makes you irritable.
Oh, all right.
Like you're. Because you're good at this, you're good at knowing where things are situationally, and you can't pinpoint this, and it frustrates the hell out of you.
Okay.
Bracken. Mm.
So, my perception. Perception's 14.
Okay.
Acrobatics?
Yeah.
Technically an 8. I rolled a 1 again.
Okay.
Not the same thing.
Number one, you need new die.
But it's so pretty.
You made me get rid of mine last game.
I did. I don't know what a prison is.
Well, I have a prison.
So can I roll mine at disadvantage to give them advantage? Because I'm right behind them?
No.
Okay.
That's the thought that counts.
Yeah. So you do pick up what they were talking about the sense of being followed. And then, you're going to take some...
Okay.
Double damage.
It's only 3 points of fall damage.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
After yesterday, Galen's really watching you.
Yeah. Look, it's been a long month.
Do we need to put you on one of those toddler leashes?
Probably.
So you don't fall off the edge of the mountain?
Knowing our luck, I'd fall off and just take everyone with me.
I'd pay to watch that.
Right. Just imagine.
You do every single time we play.
I sure do. Darnell.
8 on athletics, or acrobatics. Mm-hmm. And then Pele's got an 18 on perception, and I got a 15 on perception.
Okay.
How much damage?
It's only 7 points. 7 points of fall damage. Galen?
12 on perception.
Okay.
23 on athletics.
You're fine.
I think about partway through the day, can we stop for a second and talk to these two?
Yeah.
Okay. You both know how to walk, correct?
Theoretically.
Yeah, I was going to say theoretically.
I know how to. Am I good at it right now?
Are you just distracted looking at the birds, at the scenery?
You could just stop at am I distracted? Because,
okay.
It's been a bit. It's been a couple days.
Since you walked?
Well, no. It's been a really long couple of weeks.
Yes, but I figured walking was a skill that we didn't have to pay attention to.
Apparently. In my defense, I think it's the elevation. I'm not used to this. I'm used to sea level, so I just think I'm not breathing correctly.
In our defense, we are city kids. This is the farthest we have ever gone outside
the
city.
My tower is about as exerted as I ever got, getting to the top of it. Like,
okay.
Give me city terrain. I am good all day. This, not my thing.
Okay, but I'm going to run out of bandages bandaging your knees.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Do we need to go slower?
No, we're fine.
And the gash on their forehead from the face planting on the
just
rocks.
Just another scar. Yeah. They're like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's enough. There was, like, you could see the skull. Like, there's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, through the forehead, that's not very far.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I've had that happen.
Okay. But I am serious. Like, if you guys take a wrong step, you're going to fall off this mountain.
I can levitate. I'm fine.
We'll be careful.
Okay.
I mean, I've got climbing gear. We can harness together.
That seems...
But I think they'll...
My worry about that is if something
would
happen.
If we harness together...
Just harness the two of them together.
So we pull each other down
and down? No, we harness... Maybe harness one of them to me and one of them to you.
If it gets any worse right now...
We just stubbed our toes a couple times. We're okay. Yeah.
I'm bleeding, but that's normal.
Yeah.
How do we just bleed a lot? I'm fine. Okay. Just like wiping blood out of my eyes. I'm fine.
Put another Band-Aid on your head.
I have to, like,
is that a magical
down.
One? Like you go, poof, like, cure wounds?
Yeah, that, no, yeah. I'm not cure wounds. I'm not wasting my spells because you two can't walk.
If it turns into cliffhanger, we're in trouble.
Okay. Just seriously, though, trying to be more careful.
We're fine. We're okay.
I'll try.
Have you seen your niece?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm toughing it out, right?
You are.
We're doing this.
You
thing.
Aren't complaining?
Nope.
You
inside I am, but outside no.
Hey.
Proud of you.
That's great. And you're keeping up. I realize I'm leading and I'm short, but
it's okay. We're doing it. We're doing the thing.
Yeah.
Inside Daniel's like, are you proud of me, Mom?
Yeah.
And I mean, this is kind of cool though. Like the scenery is pretty great.
Yeah. Except for whatever's watching us.
Yes. Ugh. I know. I can't get a handle on it at all.
I mean, I'm just going by what you guys are saying. I haven't picked up anything.
Really?
Actually, what was your... No, you haven't.
My perception was 15.
Oh, then yes, you've picked it up now.
Did notice it? I got a 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you've both picked it up now. So the whole party is keen on it.
Hmm. Isn't it? I cannot figure it out.
I typically felt like something was watching me all of the time back in Astrakis, just because of, you know, the all of it. But yeah, this is the first time in a while I've had this feeling, and it's not comforting.
Because we can see everything.
We haven't seen any towers in a while, have we?
Well,
no.
Well, what?
Have we attuned to the stuff that we got from the towers yet?
No.
That's a you have question. We
not? I have.
I probably, well.
You got the boots.
I got
you got the belt. I didn't take anything that I remember that needed a tuning.
Yeah.
I got two rings. Or I got at least one ring, but one of them, I probably would have attuned to them at some point. But because I don't know if this would do anything, but I kind of fiddle with the ring of X-ray vision on my finger.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't know if this will do anything, but probably couldn't hurt, right? Should I do it now or wait?
Read me the ring.
While wearing this ring, you can use an action to speak the command word. When you do so, you can see into and through solid material for 1 minute. Vision has a radius of 30 feet. To use solid objects within that radius appear transparent and don't prevent light from passing through them. The vision can penetrate 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, or up to 3 feet of wood or dirt. Thicker substances block the visions, as does a thin sheet of lead.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's if I use it again before taking a long rest, I have to succeed on a DC 15 con save or I am exhausted.
Okay.
Oh.
Which is probably not good for me to know.
No. That's fine. No, you don't see anything.
Okay.
What about your strain, like your ethereal vision thingy?
Have you tried that yet? No, I haven't. Let me try it. So okay. I'll use my my ethereal vision to see if there are any ethereal things running around.
Okay. You don't notice anything ethereal.
Yeah, I don't know. It's there's something there.
Is it like we're on a path, right? Like still there's kind of like a path?
Yeah.
Is it still that you said it was like a kind of like a gradient on both sides kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
There's areas where there's not, and there's areas where there is. So.
Okay. Would it? Because like he said, there was lots of wizards here before. Like, do you think there may be some magical thing that's been left here that's like keeping an eye on stuff? And it's like,
I have no idea. I mean, we've gone a few miles. Yeah. Unless it's over the whole area.
I'm trying to think if Kati said that about anything about this, or if he gave us any kind of.
I don't think so. I think
of anything that might be.
I don't know. I guess we just keep.
Yeah, it's not
watching for
stop.
Something.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we better get going. That was long enough lunch.
Okay. So you go through the day, and there's no other incidents. You do successfully tether. I assume that's what you guys wanted to do. Just tether one to one and one to the other.
I thought we weren't going to do it yet.
Yeah, we're not doing
it
yet.
Worse.
But if it gets...
Okay.
Yes. When it gets worse.
Okay.
Not if.
I don't know how it's going to get worse.
Well...
Who's got the boots of levitation?
Me.
All right. So we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
I can levitate. She can levitate. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're fine. Everything's fine.
This is your third... So this is the third full day you've had in the mountains.
Second, because we need sleep, right?
Yep. Yep, you do lose it. So, watch occurs.
Each of us to roll again?
No, I'm okay. So, there's nothing that happens.
Great.
In the night. Bracken, you have the same dream. Okay. You see different things, but the same feeling. Yep. So, Galen, do two things for me. So roll your wisdom save. Alright, I'm gonna have you roll that.
13.
Okay, you're fine. It takes a little while. It takes like almost half an hour for you to like really calm down, and Pale Eyes is kind of like
getting ready to do wake
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he's getting ready to wake Dino up, but I'll say this, you have to go into a rage to get it to get your body to stop.
Okay.
So you all wait do you want to make your other roll? Your intelligence roll?
I can, yeah.
Okay.
17.
17. So it is successful. I don't know what you were wanting to do with that. I mean,
I gotta now. Here. Now I have to make some rolls against these guys.
Okay.
So what now?
I'm sorry.
But you have to do it when they're awake.
Right? Yeah, when they're awake. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Don't worry about it. You'll get a chance to.
Okay.
All right.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like it.
So everybody wakes up. Galen? Who would you like to make your roll against?
So I will roll with Dindal first.
Okay.
Of course, he goes after the weak one first. What am I rolling?
Devour the weak.
Am I rolling intelligence?
What am I rolling? So I'm rolling. I got a 10. I ask you if you will make some drawings for me.
Make some drawings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything specific?
Yeah, and I give you a little short list. It's like 3 drawings.
Sure. So, yeah, I'll draw a couple things for him.
Okay. All right. I assume you do your morning routine.
It's a little shortened.
A little abbreviated. Doing some
drawings.
Okay. What is he drawing for you, Galen?
A hummingbird, a book, and I forgot the third thing. I'll get you when I find it.
That's fine. So you all get on. You all continue this morning. I'm gonna hand wave these rolls too. I'm gonna assume that everybody obviously still has that feeling because you've all been made aware of it. Okay. And that you're all extra careful.
A bowl.
Okay. A bowl, a hummingbird, and a book.
Yes.
Drawing of all 3. Got it. You go to bed down for the night. The temperature is warmed, like about 10, 15 degrees more than it has been. You're several thousand feet, not more than that, but you're several thousand feet up, calling it the Appalachians. And so you can look out and you can see, it's beautiful. It looks amazing.
But then it's all of a sudden warm?
Yeah, so it's warm now.
Like, we can notice it warm? Like, noticeable?
Oh, yeah. Like, through the day, you've noticed the temperature rise some.
Now, has, like, vegetation changed, too, or just temperature?
No, just temperature.
Okay.
You're not sure if it's, you know, there was a weird temperature change at a lower elevation, and it, you know, the wind blew it up your way, or you're not sure what it was. But it is kind of warm. Mid-70s now, where it's been in the 60s the last couple of days. Kathra, your watch, go ahead and roll perception for me.
13.
13, okay. You look out. Nothing happens. You're night goes by uneventful.
Okay.
Galen? No, Dindal, you're next. Sorry. You gotta get used to that order.
10 for me and 20-something for Pale Eyes.
Okay. Yeah, same. Again, nothing that warrants, like, action. Galen, go ahead and roll for me. Roll your perception before you roll your other stuff.
25.
Perception roll. Okay. So as you're watching, you see, you hear it before you see it. You hear this low, guttural growl from within the rocks, 15 feet in front of you, emerges a troll. So, you are the only one awake at this moment. Combat has not been initiated yet, but you see, like, he comes all the way up out of the ground. Mm-hmm. He's a large creature, so he takes up all that space. When he comes up out of the ground, Bracken's Dagger of Warning goes off, and all of you are alerted to the fact that there is something nearby.
Okay.
I would like everyone to roll initiative. Kathra, what is your...
4.
Okay.
I'm getting the bad rolls out of the way now.
Yeah. Bracken.
I'm pulling it up. Give me a second. You can just get me. Okay. I have to find mine.
9.
9. Okay. Galen.
15.
15. Love that.
I'm an 8.
Galen, you are the first to go.
Can I roll a survival or a history or some kind of check? Because Daniel knows things.
Yep. Yeah, so go ahead and roll.
What would you call that? Would it be survival? Would it be history? Would it be...
Roll survival.
Okay, I like that.
No. Yeah, roll survival. We'll call it that.
It's a 21.
Okay. So you have heard of trolls before. You've never fought one. The clan, the Fane has never fought one. Not Bear Fane, at least.
Yeah.
Badger Fane has fought some, but it's been 10, 12 years before, or the last time they fought them. And what they told you was fire.
Okay.
Fire was effective.
So if they told me that, rather than going into a rage my first turn, I am going to use my ability granted and cast Searing Smite.
Okay.
On my maul.
Okay.
Glancing back, do I see them awake?
Yes, you see them awake.
Okay. I will say, Dindal, keep the dome for a retreat. And I will step out of the dome.
Okay.
5, 10.
That's cool.
To there. And I will recklessly attack Homie G.
Wow. I have heard that since like 2005.
Yeah.
I'm an old man. What do you want? I will attack him.
He's not allowed to nickname things.
So for my attack, that is a 26 to hit on the first attack.
Okay, that hits.
12 bludgeoning damage. And 6 fire damage. Okay. And he has to, at the start of each of his turns, he has to roll a con save or he will take additional fire damage at the beginning of each of his turns for the next minute. And then that being my first attack, second attack. Second attack didn't go very well. I rolled 2 5s, so that's only a 13 to hit.
Misses.
And so that being my two attacks, my bonus action, I am going to stay there.
Okay.
To hold him away from the dome.
Okay. So it is the troll's turn. He looks at you and smiles. It's a terrible, toothy, broken smile. There's bits of, like, you can see, like, bits of meat in between its teeth. There's no clothing, so it's just all troll. Grog would be excited.
He would.
The troll is going to attack you.
Okay.
19 to hit.
19 hits.
19 hits. Okay. So he's going to reach out and he's going to bite you. This is a nasty one. So he does 9 points of piercing damage. And he also does 9 points of necrotic damage with his bite. So that's his bite. He also makes 2 claw attacks. 12 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. So when do I need to make the con save?
Yes, the start of his turn.
Okay, sorry. Let me do that. Oh, he's got a good con. 14.
Yeah, he saves.
Okay. So at the end of each turn, creatures within 5 feet. Are you within 5 feet?
Yeah. Is he going to make his other 2 attacks, or is he just going to end his turn? Or he's got one more.
Yes, yeah, I do have one more.
And are you rolling these at advantage or no?
I'm not.
So, I recklessed. So.
Okay. I missed that. Sorry.
So reroll that 12.
Yeah. Okay. So his first claw attack totally misses, even with advantage. The second one, 23 to
23
hit.
Hits.
Okay. So then that is 12 points of slashing damage, as well as 6 points of necrotic. So then at the end of my turn, each creature within 5 feet takes... You take an additional 13 points of necrotic damage. Nope, never mind. Cancel that because I took fire or acid damage. Never mind. So you negate the 13.
Okay.
That is the end of that troll's turn.
That troll.
Yep. There are... And you all see this.
Oh, sweet.
There are 2 additional trolls.
Nice.
That
nice.
Pop up. Nice. Out of the ground.
I'm inside a dome. I'm fine.
It is their turn.
Oh God.
So they are going to ignore Galen. Mm-mm. They're going to come up, and they realize they can't get out of the or they can't get into the dome. They waste their turns trying to attack the dome. Dindal, it is your turn.
I'm going to cast Bless on the 3 of them.
Can't.
You can't cast it on him.
You can't get me because I'm outside the dome.
Okay, so I'll cast it on the 3 of us.
Okay.
So you guys have an extra D4 on
attacks and
saving throws.
Does that work, like, even if we would go outside the dome?
As long as, I cast it and I have to concentrate on it.
Okay.
So as long as I've concentrated on it.
So attacks and saves?
Attacks and saves.
I'm writing it down so I don't have to ask you again, because I will forget.
And then I will use my bonus action to Bardic Inspiration, Galen.
Okay.
And I'll just yell out, "Are we having fun yet, Galen?"
What's that die? Is it an 8?
I think it's a D8. So I'll double check that while... that's my turn.
Okay. Okay, Daniel, you went. Bracken, it is now your turn.
Okay.
New character?
I mean, I have a list.
They do.
LOL, jokes on you. All of them are warlocks. They're not actually. Most of them
That's
are.
That's not true. They are.
I actually counted the other day. They are all warlocks.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, if I try to do crossbow this close at one of the ones out at the... right outside the dome, that's too close, right?
I mean, you can... It's a disadvantage.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a disadvantage. I'm not testing my luck with
that.
Well,
if you go for the one that's on the bottom right side, I don't know that you would probably have to step outside of the dome. I don't know that you can attack through the dome.
I'm gonna hand wave it. Y'all can attack out of it.
Out of it?
Physical attacks.
Physical attacks, not spell attacks. The one that they're attacking is literally, he's like clinging to a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got like...
Then yeah, there's the one in the bottom right corner.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot at that one.
Okay.
With my crossbow.
Okay. And for the readers, I'm taking pictures. We'll post the screenshots. Let me do my snapshots of the battle.
15 to hit?
Let's see. Their AC is 15. So yeah. Yeah, you hit.
Crap. Six
damage?
Yeah. 6 points of piercing. And then... no, that's all I got right now.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to move back a little bit behind Dindal.
Okay.
Use me as a shield.
Oh, kind of. Just so I'm a little bit further away from the other one, too, just in case.
Okay.
And then that'll be my turn.
Kathra, it is your turn.
All right. There is a troll right beside me.
Yeah, there is. He's a big old nasty. All
right. This is dumb, but...
Do it.
Dumb is fun. I'm going to step right out here.
Yes.
So step 5 feet out because I was right there at the edge.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to touch him and cast Inflict Wounds.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Just a first level.
Okay.
29 to hit.
Yeah, that hits. Wow. you have inflicted him. Danny, is that the spell I had as Aranir?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh god, I love that spell. Mm-hmm.
11 points of necrotic damage.
11 points of necrotic.
Yep. And then I'm gonna step back in.
Okay.
Even though I know he can take a swipe at me.
He does get an opportunity attack. He's just gonna use his bite attack.
Okay.
So does a 24 hit.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna take 8 points of piercing damage.
How much does Bracken take?
Because it falls down, it's half.
Sick.
Because it falls downhill.
I love that.
Sick.
Oops.
Heck yeah, dude.
Okay. And now I'm back in here.
Doing great.
That's it.
Doing great.
We'll talk after the game. I may amend that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Do it.
but, okay. Galen, your turn. How much damage did you take?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit, okay. So, you can see in your periphery... You've got a troll off.
Yeah.
You see the one, you hear the other one, and then you see the one in front of you.
I will say, well, that was unpleasant, and I will go into a rage.
Okay.
And then I will, I'll yell over my shoulder. If you've got fire, use it to let them know. And I will...
Roll intimidation as well.
10.
10 does not hit.
No, I'm imagining that's not... but then I will... I'm going to attack. I'm not going to go reckless this time. So first attack is a 26.
26 hits.
Second attack is a dirty 20.
Okay, that hits.
So first hit with the maul is 18 points of damage.
Okay. Are you pumping any smite into that?
No, the smites I have are bonus action.
That's right.
To cast. So,
okay.
And I can't. I'm not sure whether you're going to let me concentrate on those because they're a concentration, and raging barbarians can't concentrate.
Well,
so we can discuss that later.
Yeah.
But the second one is 14 damage.
Okay. Does that mark the end of your turn?
You know what? I'm going to take the attack of opportunity, and I'm going to move back inside the dome.
Okay. So he is going to...
He's going to bite at me. Yeah.
22
hits?
Yep. 9 points of piercing damage, halved...
To 4.
And then 14 points of necrotic.
Halved to 7.
Okay. So you're all inside the dome now.
Yep.
So it is the... That's the end of your turn.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So it is the rot troll's turn.
Yeah.
That's what's been attacking you. He will move. He will spend his... Well, actually, let me do his... the con save.
It's the spell. The spell died.
Okay.
When he made his save, the spell ended.
Gotcha. Okay. Because of that... His rancid degeneration is not going to take effect because you guys are in the bubble. So he wastes his turn trying to attack. Nothing happens. The other two trolls waste their attack. Nothing happens. Trying to get in. Dino.
Now that we're all back in, I'm going to cast aid on... the three of them.
Okay.
I'm going to cast it at 4th level.
Okay.
So that is 15, I think. So that's 15. So you're all healed 15, and your max is 15 higher. That's my turn.
Okay. Bracken, you are next.
Oh, God. Okay. I was prepared.
This is my life.
The problem is I don't do anything.
You still have daggers.
Yeah, that's true. There's no way I could get flanking on one of these guys unless I get out of the bubble, right?
Yeah, you gotta get out. Because you've got rock wall behind you, so you're kind of backed up.
Okay, so I know what I'm going to do then. I am going to, because I have the cloak, I think it's the Cloak of Elvenkind. Yeah, the Cloak of Elvenkind as my action... I'm going to pull a hood up.
Okay.
And because I have the hood up, perception checks to see me have disadvantage.
Okay.
And I have advantage on dex stealth checks made to hide.
Okay.
And then I'm going to step outside of the bubble, but I'm going to stay as close to the rock as I can.
Okay.
So like 10.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're
like
doing.
Like here.
Yeah. I'll say this. He is not focused on you at all.
That's fine. And that's kind of what I'm banking on. So I'll move my movement for that, and then I'm going to use my bonus action to hide.
Okay.
To use my action. Yeah. And then because I have advantage. Yeah, I have plus 10, so 27 to hide.
Okay. All right. So you were hidden. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Catherine.
Yeah. These guys look... different. Like, I can tell that one is worse than the other.
You can tell one's, like, falling apart.
Okay.
Like, rotting.
Okay. And he looks scarier.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he doesn't... Much. It's not, like, falling apart like he's almost dead, right?
No, falling apart is, like, a fear tactic, almost.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna step out again. Alright, I'm gonna stand in front of Bracken here.
Okay.
And I am going to cast Burning Hands.
Love that.
It's a dex save.
Dex save? 10.
That fails.
Cool.
So 3d6 fire damage. Oh, 14 points of fire damage.
Love that.
I'm going to stay there.
Okay.
He's going to attack me anyway, so.
Okay. All right. So that's the end of your turn. Galen and Dindal, roll perception for me, please.
14?
Nope. Crit fail, so okay. 7.
Okay, so neither of you see this. So what happens? No, you're gonna see the after effect. So All right, hold on.
Mine was a 15, actually, if that changes anything.
Yes, that does change things. Okay. So, Dindal, you see this.
Okay.
So you see this figure clad in bronze armor, like skin-tight bronze armor, come up out of the rocks.
Uh-oh.
He wears this like blue and ivory surcoat, and you see him, he pulls a javelin, and you see him throw it at the trolls. So that hits. Catherine, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
Okay. And Bless does, because saving throws.
D4 yeah. to it.
Oh, natural 20. Oh, so a 24.
Okay. So, Cathra, here's what... So, Dino, you see this creature. He rises up. He throws this javelin. As soon as he throws it, it turns into a bolt of lightning.
Oh.
It actually... So, it... The physical spear... It's not technically there, but for the sake of visuals, it is. It bounces off of him. It, like, just grazes him. And then it hits the troll behind him, directly in the line, next to Cathra. So, Cathra, you see a spear, or a javelin, like, jam itself into the rock.
Okay.
You see both trolls take lightning damage. You take... You're able to deflect the lightning damage. So... The troll in front of you, Cathra, takes 8 points of piercing damage as the javelin goes through. And then I'm gonna roll some lightning damage. That's so terrible. God, what a waste. Okay. 3, 5.
That is a terrible roll.
Yeah. So both trolls take 5 points of lightning damage. He is going to move. He moves between the rot troll and the other troll. So Galen, now you saw the lightning, and then you see this creature come up in between the trolls. He is going to make his second attack against the rot troll. That's a 24. That hits. 12 points. Not bad. Not bad at all. Okay. Galen, it is now your turn.
All right. Seeing him pop out there and attacking the things that we're fighting, Galen is going to move here.
Okay.
To flank. And he is going to make his 2 attacks. And he's going to use his second of his 2 smites to burning smite again on the rot troll.
Okay.
It's a 25 to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
18 piercing or 18 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And 3 fire damage.
Okay.
And then his second attack. It's a 25 to hit.
Okay, hits.
13
okay.
bludgeoning damage.
Okay. 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
And he's gonna stay there to give flanking to the new guy.
Okay. All right, so that ends your turn, Galen. It is now the Rot Troll's turn. He sees the new guy come up. He just ignores him. He is on... He's got a bone to pick with you. 17 to hit?
Miss.
Okay. So he goes to bite, and he bites just wide.
I kind of push his face off to the side with my maul.
Yeah. So he rebounds and goes to scratch with one of his claws, 15.
Miss.
Comes back around with the other... 13.
Miss.
He just misses left and right. Not a...
Oh, con save.
Con save. You're right.
To see if he takes the fire damage.
15.
Yeah, so he's fine.
Okay.
So he took the fire damage at the beginning, but he doesn't...
Then it rolls off.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Okay. So the next troll, Angie, does a 12 hit you?
No.
No? Okay. So this troll reaches out to bite you. It's like a feral dog. He wants a snack, and he's not getting one.
Got it.
Okay, and then he's going to attempt to claw you. That claw misses. This claw hits. 24 to hit?
Hits.
Okay. And then you're going to take 11 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
It moves a little to the left, but it's just too big to. So he doesn't technically move out of your space, so it doesn't trigger the attack of opportunity.
Got it.
He just, like, shifts.
Okay.
This troll, he's going to try to attack New Boy. So his bite attack misses and miss and. Ooh, that claw. The final claw attack connects for 11 points of damage. Dindal, it is now your turn. Your allies have left the bubble. You see a new, for the moment, looks like ally. Now, so Dindal, what you've had a chance to, like, picture. He does. He's wearing skin-tight bronze armor, and then he's wearing the ivory and blue surcoat. He's got a tower shield, or like a Roman style, like legionnaire shield.
Okay.
That he wields on his right arm, and then in his left hand he wields a morning star. So his face is completely covered, like down to the nose. It's okay. Like a cowl almost. And then he wears what's essentially an matches his surcoat, a bandana around his face.
Okay.
Think like a cowboy, like a cowboy bad guy, you know, like wearing a bandana to mask his face.
Kind of Zorro-esque.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
All right.
So that's what you see from him.
Seeing all of this go down, I am going to strum on my Ottoman's lute, and I'm going to cast Firestorm.
Okay.
And so it's a storm that sheets of roaring flame appear in a location that you choose within range. The area storm consists of 10 10-foot cubes that I can range as I wish. Each cube has at least one facing adjacent to the next one, so I'm just going to kind of do a line.
Okay.
So it's 10 10-foot cubes. I think I can get all of them.
Okay.
I'm going to try and loop it from the first troll on the far right around the newcomer, hit the second rot troll, and then in between Galen and, like, hugging the wall, so it's, like, right up against the wall so it doesn't get Galen.
Yeah.
And then from that rot troll to the other troll, if possible.
Okay, I see what you're doing. That's gnarly. I love that stuff so much. Dex saves
on all three of them.
Okay.
So did I miss how you're getting this outside the dome without leaving the dome?
Oh, that's right. I can't do spells.
So, because...
Can you put his hand outside the dome?
He can.
Was if he leaves the dome, it depends on how you define leaves the dome. If part of him exits the dome, but some of him stays in, does the dome drop?
No, I'm not that nitpicky about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, so you can stick your hand up. Okay. And cast.
Finger just.
Okay. If you're gonna allow it, I will.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Put my hand out.
That's one of those. I'm not gonna. I don't care about that one. Okay. That's fun.
So I will stick my hand out, and this, like, flame kind of, like, comes out of it, and
Johnny Storm all of them.
Johnny Storm all of them. Flame on. And so they all make, all three of them make dex saves.
Okay, love that. Let's start with a rot troll. What a putz. This guy. Okay, not bad. 14 for the rot troll.
DC is 16.
Okay, so that's a fail. Also fail. And also fail. All three fail. They're dex save. So thanks, Dindal. You killed my friends.
So that is 35 points of fire damage.
To all of them?
Yes, I think so.
To each of them.
That's insane.
That's a, what, fifth level spell?
Gnarly. Seventh.
that.
Yeah.
How'd you cast a 7th level spell?
He has a, in my loot. He has a loot.
So Dindal's in the lead for MVP today. Oh, good job, Dindal. Okay. Bracken.
All right, so the troll that's in front of Catherine and I, is it... Is there any space between it and the wall of the, like, the rock wall?
No. It's like its shoulder is brushing the rock wall.
And then are these squares, remind me, are these squares 10 feet or 5
feet?
They're 5. 5? Sweet. Even better. Cool. Ha, I'm going to do something stupid. Okay, so I'm going to move around Cathra. I'm going to use my dagger returning, and I'm going to jab into him.
Okay.
I'm going to try and stab him.
Okay.
24 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. 9 points of piercing, and then 9 points for sneak attack.
Okay. Would you describe for me, please, how you murder this troll?
Oh, sweet. So this thing is facing Cavera still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. As it is, like, roaring and, like, going after her, I kind of sneak around it. And I'm going to try and stab, like, right in between its spine and, like, sever its spinal column.
Okay. Love that.
Yep.
Okay. So that troll is off the board.
Yep.
Good job.
So good at this game.
Catherine, it is your turn.
Okay. Well, now that guy's dead. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Okay.
I'm right next to this dude. Let's try and inflict wounds again.
Okay.
15?
15 misses.
Shoot. Okay. I try to touch him and it does not work. I'm gonna stare right there.
Okay. So you stare right there.
Yep. That's my turn.
Okay. It is your new ally's turn. He turns. So he was fighting the rock troll. He turns to the rot troll. He turns to the troll at his back. Goes to attack it. 21 hits and 15 hits. Okay. He does 20 points of damage on the troll that's hanging on the wall. Galen, it's your turn.
I'm just going to keep wailing on this rot troll that's in front of me. It's a 27 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
And 22 to hit.
Okay. So your first attack is going to kill him. So do your damage for your first roll.
15.
Okay. He literally has 2 hit points left.
Nice. Okay.
So how would you like to end his life?
Catherine comes up, tries to touch, misses. I spin a whirlwind around and swing over Catherine's head to knock the troll towards the edge.
Okay.
To get him clear.
Okay. All right. So he crumples. Good job showboating.
Then I will 5, 10, 15, 20... Get over here next to the new guy. It's a 21 to hit other troll.
Yeah, that hits.
That sucked. 10 damage.
Okay. That is the end of your turn. Rot troll is dead. Other troll is dead. It is this troll's turn. He sees you there. He sees the other guy there. So Galen, he's going to make an attack at you. 20 to hit.
Hits.
Okay. 7 points of damage. Reduced to 4. 3. Sorry, 3. Because you're still raging, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not reckless, are you?
I didn't go reckless, okay. No.
All right. So then claw attack. 24 to hit.
Hits.
10 points reduced to 5. And then his second claw attack. 17 to
hit? Nope.
Okay. So he bites at you, misses, claws at you, does hit, and then his second claw misses. Nindal, your turn.
I'm gonna do a dissonant whisper.
Okay.
But since spells can't go through, I'm gonna take my lute and kind of like stick it out through the, or my harp through. I'm going, ding.
Yep.
And I'm going to whisper in Draconic to the, obviously it doesn't understand, but I'm just going to kind of whisper in Draconic that he needs to flee now. And it needs to make a wisdom save.
5.
That's a fail.
Okay. For him, what happens when he fails?
12 points of damage.
Is that the end of your turn?
That is the end of my turn.
Okay. Brack.
Okay. I am going to...
So you're the furthest away from Troll Boy.
No, I know. I'm going to run...
Or Troll Girl.
We don't know. Troll person.
We're unsure.
5, 10, 15.
It moves as far away from me as its movement allows since it failed.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't move into dangerous ground, such as a pit or fire.
Okay.
But it'd move away, and then I guess maybe opportunity attacks?
Okay.
No, forced movement doesn't cause.
Okay.
So, here's what I'm going to do. It goes to flee. So it shoulder checks. He shoulder checks New Boy. And he's going to run right in between Kathra and New Boy.
Bummer.
Okay.
I'm going to say he stops there. Because otherwise he would be running off the cliff.
I'm going to run after it.
Okay.
I'm going to do 5, 10, 15, 20.
Don't fall off the edge of the cliff.
No, I'm going to stop right there. Well, theoretically.
You've got about 8 feet before you run off the cliff.
Oh, cool. Love that for me. Awesome. That's super fun. And then... shut up. I'm going to... Probably the dagger of returning.
Okay.
I'm going to get out. I'm going to hold my attack until someone is within range of this thing.
Okay.
Until someone gets within flanking.
Okay. So you're holding your attack.
Yep.
Kathra, it is your turn.
Yep. Okay. 5, 10...
Kathra is within flanking, so that's the trigger movement, or the triggering attack.
Oh, that is close. 16.
16 to hit. Yeah, that hits.
Thank goodness. 10 piercing, and then 13 points of sneak attack.
So 23 altogether?
Yep.
Okay. How would you like to end its life?
Again, is it fate or it's? I'm facing it at this point
because
I got in front of it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a little gross, but I'm gonna slash across its stomach.
Oh, okay.
And just organs, just on the outside.
Ooh, that's fun. Disembowelment.
Yeah.
We love that.
Organs on the outside.
If I didn't already have an episode title,
it's that.
That would be it.
That's the backup episode title.
That is. dang it! I'm real mad. I'm real mad that he came up with that. That's great.
You're welcome.
All right. So with that troll dead, combat is over.
Does my spell fizzle? Because I was like...
Yes. So you do burn that spell slot. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kierstead.